The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nashon. Nashon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos. Amos, the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Eliud. Eliud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of her who was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome to the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is a fancy way of saying that today is Mary's birthday. So happy birthday, Mama Mary. And the next question that people always ask is, how do you know that today is the feast of the birthday of Mary? And the short answer is that we don't know. Okay? What happened, rather, is that on this date in the 4th century, a church in Jerusalem was dedicated in honor of Saint Anne. And you might know that Saint Anne was the mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that became as good an excuse as any to declare today as the feast of the birthday of the Blessed Mother. But you know what's interesting about the 8th day of September? It was from this day that we derive the feast of the Immaculate Conception. Did you know that? They start with September 8th. Let's go backwards by 9 months. And that's why we celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Conception on the 8th day of December. That's just trivia, though. That's just for fun. You know what the message is for our feast day today? It's that God works through the most ordinary things. He works almost exclusively through hidden, obscure, and ordinary things. course, God can work through spectacular things as well, can't he? He does it all the time. He's done it all throughout history. If God wills, he can divide the Red Sea like a wall to your right and to your left, and he can give you a path that you can walk through. Or he can make fire fall down from heaven and consume all of your enemies, just like it did for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. God can do that. Usually he doesn't. Ordinarily, and I mean almost always, God works through the most ordinary things, and the feast of the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary is a great proof of that. When Mary was born, it was the most important event in the entire world. No less than the Queen of Heaven and Earth had been born, and nobody knew about it, right? Not even the Gospels record the feast of the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And mighty Caesar, in his palace in Rome, thought he was ruling the entire world. He was probably leaning over an enormous map of the world, plotting out his next move. And all of his generals, hither and thither, all throughout the Roman Empire, they were organizing their troops. They were keeping their supply lines alive. They had their plans. They thought that what they were doing was so terribly important. But what was really important was something that nobody knew about, and that's God's modus operandi. In the town of Nazareth, little Blessed Virgin Mary, as a young girl, was so ordinary and nobody knew that she was the most important and powerful person in the entire world. Nobody knew. She had no formal education. Only thing she would have ever learned would have been what her parents taught her at home and what she heard read in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And her days would have been filled with the most mundane and ordinary activities like cooking and cleaning and hauling water from the well, right? But was God ever at work? Was God ever at work? Just like he always is, in the most hidden and ordinary things. There's two gospel options on this feast day for your priest to choose from. Two options. Either your priest can read a nice, short gospel of a reasonable and sane length, or he can choose to read this ridiculously long gospel replete with incomprehensible and unpronounceable Old Testament names that makes you wish you'd come late to Mass today, right? So what did your priest choose? He chose the incomprehensible and ridiculously long one. Why? Because this one has a message in it. The message of the gospel that you just heard is that God works through ordinary things. Because all these names, and I mean almost all these names, are completely lost to history. Nobody knows who these people were or what they did. And yet wasn't God at work continuously through all of them? And all their lives and all their events from the cradle to the grave are completely lost, just like the writing on an old tombstone is so worn down you can't even read the date of death. And yet God was continually at work. And your message to keep in mind, he's still at work today in the most ordinary things. Who was it? Andy Warhol. He once said that in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. That's what he said. Of course, that never happened, did it? Most of us, we don't do anything that anyone takes notice of, not even for 15 seconds. Most of our lives are spent in complete obscurity, and it doesn't matter one nickel, because what matters is what's important to God. What's important to God are acts of forgiveness, acts of charity, acts of kindness, acts of generosity, acts of trust in his providence. In fact, it's almost axiomatic that the more the world pays attention to any given event, the less important it actually is, right? What are the things we pay attention to? Some glittering actress just won another golden statuette, right? Some sports star just passed for a new NFL record. Yet another celebrity just checked into rehab. Who cares? Couldn't care less. Couldn't be less important. What matters is what matters to God. And I'm telling you, almost all the time, it's in silence, it's in hiddenness, and no one takes any notice of it. It doesn't matter for 5 seconds because God knows. And God cares. And in that department, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the greatest one who ever lived. The greatest one who ever lived. St. Bonaventure speculates. He says, God could have made a better world than the world that he made. But he could not have made a better mother. He could not have made a better mother for Jesus Christ. God could have made a world in which sunlight was more cheerful and flowers were more fragrant, in which snow was fluffier and colors were brighter, in which there was a more tasty berry than the strawberry. He could have done that. But he could not have made a better mother than the mother of Jesus Christ, because she was perfect in charity. They say that her holiness surpasses that of all the angels and all of the saints combined, and she's biased in your favor. You got a friend in a high place. They say that when the Blessed Virgin Mary was born, throughout Israel, people were beginning to lose hope that there would ever even be the birth of a Messiah. Don't let that happen to you. Don't you lose hope. Remember that God works through hidden and ordinary things all the time, and let's ask for the prayers of the Blessed Mother to help us today. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.